how much do you have saved? Well, if you're like most Americans making less than $50,000 a year, you have either nothing saved or very little. That's according to a recent survey from the financial services site GoBankingRates. And even at higher income levels, half of those making in the low six figures had less than $1,000 in their savings accounts. Joining us now, as she does each Monday, is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So does that surprise you that so many people haven't saved anything?
No. I mean, and part of the idea around savings is that you actually have to proactively do something. So it wouldn't be surprising for us to know that a lot of Americans are a little bit overweight or maybe don't eat perfectly and don't go to the gym that much. This is a little different because a lot of people just still struggling coming out of the recession, and it's taken 5, 6, 7 years just to get back on their feet. Now at a moment, though, where perhaps they may have a little extra cash flow, part of the reason being that gas prices are very low, what we need to do is to retrain them to get into the habit of savings.
Well, and I'm sure that when they hear that, they'll think, oh, this is so stressful. You know, I'm one of the people that doesn't have anything saved right now. This is terrible for me and my future. What am I supposed to do? So besides just getting stressed out, what should somebody do if they haven't saved anything and they want to start saving?
I think you start small. So first you identify some amount of money that you could actually save. You know, when we see these surveys, they're done, whether they're for retirement or the emergency reserve, there's always a question that's buried in there, which is, you know, you don't have any money. If you really tried hard, could you save $5, $10, $15, $20 a week? And the numbers are resounding. People say, of course I could. So what you need to do is just come up with some amount of money and start. And then we need to help you automate it. It was awfully difficult to, you know, make money, pay your bills, then whatever's left over, which is usually nothing, you try to save. But if you do it the other way, which is you pick some amount of money, maybe it's 20 bucks a week or maybe it's 10 bucks a week, and you automatically set up a system where money is pulled out of your checking account and put into a savings account or put into a retirement account, then you are going to end up figuring out how to live on what's left. And that's really the key, to automate the process and make sure the money never hits your hands so you don't spend it.
And put it in a savings account? That's what you would recommend people do?
You know, I was just having this conversation with somebody who said, you know, it was a younger person, like 28 years old. I've just paid off all of my student loan debt, and now I want to start investing in stocks. And I shook him and said, are you out of your mind? Because there are steps that you take before you get to investing. And the first part is that what I just described, like you pay off your debts. And the best thing that I've seen in my previous life as a financial planner is the people who had a lot of debt ended up being fantastic savers, because all they did was they said, well, I used to have $150 a month going to my student loan. They just took that $150 and redirected it. So you pay down your debt. Step two, establish an emergency reserve fund, which is a boring thing, a checking, a savings, a CD. And what you're trying to do is to accumulate, you ready, 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a very safe place. Does that sound like a lot to you or a little to you?
It sounds like a lot to have 6 to 12 months of living expenses saved up.
Yeah. And the reason why I say that is it's hard to come up with money fast if something unexpected were to occur. For most people, you're really just one bad story at your company away from maybe being downsized. So I would rather err on the side of being a little more conservative. I think that was a lesson that actually paid tremendous dividends for people who were able to do it coming into the financial crisis.
And what if you are nearing retirement and you have very little saved? What should you do at that point? Is the advice different?
I think that for a lot of the people who are coming into retirement, what they'll generally have in my experience is they'll have some retirement account somewhere kicking around. The bigger concern that we have is that people who actually have plans at work, they do save for retirement. But the key is having one. And so many of us don't work at an employer where there is a retirement plan. Now, the good news is that the government actually has a solution to that, and it's called the MyRA. And the MyRA is a way for people who don't have access to an employer plan to either do payroll deduction or have money sucked out of their checking account, sent to a retirement account. It kind of looks like a Roth IRA. It's invested in only one option, which is a very boring treasury bond-like investment. Doesn't pay a lot, but it gets you going. It gets you in the direction. And I think that's a terrific way to put small dollars to work. It's like literally has like peanuts for fees. You can put as little as $5 a week into this thing. You know, ideally you work at a place that has a pension plan. Not so many of those left around. Next bet, you've got an employer who has a retirement plan. You don't have that. Go to the government plan, the MyRA. Go to MyRA.gov.
And we'll link to that at hereandnow.org as well. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Great to be with you.